Hey friends, Sarah here with a quick addition to our archive. These mini episodes offer lessons, tips, tricks, or inspiration for your tarot and spiritual journey. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy and find something to think about, something to journal about, or something to discover about yourself. Stay curious. Hello, and thank you for joining me. I am thrilled to share the next tip for consulting the tarot for yourself. In our previous mini episodes on consulting the tarot for yourself, we discussed the following things. We discussed creating your sacred space, centering yourself, defining your intentions, and how to use a tarot journal. But today, I want to dive into how to shuffle with intent and focus on your question or intention as you shuffle the cards. It's important to feel a connection with the energy that you're inviting in. When it comes to the practice of consulting the tarot for yourself, shuffling is a part of the grounding and intention setting process. It's not just about mixing the cards up, it's about setting the stage for a very meaningful conversation between you and your tarot deck. When you think of these tips, I don't want you to think of them as steps that you do in order, like first, second, third. Shuffling, intention setting, and your grounding can all be done at the exact same time. As you shuffle, it's crucial to have a very clear focus on why you are consulting the tarot for the day. As I said, shuffling can be done at the same time as your grounding and defining your intentions. So you can be speaking your question or intention out loud, doing your deep breathing, taking a few moments of silence, all while shuffling at the same time. Think about your question or the intention that you have in mind. Use your words to speak the situation out loud. And then, whether you're seeking guidance on a specific issue or gaining insight into your current path, keep the focus and let that focus guide your shuffle. Picture it as if you are infusing the deck with the energy of your inquiry. Stay focused and meditative on your inquiry, and that can be the hard part. The most natural and comfortable path is for your mind to wander. It's just very natural for us to do that. Our minds think somewhere upwards of like 90,000 thoughts a day. So it's important to feel a connection and try to stay focused as the cards move through your hands. And it's not a mechanical task. Think of it more like a ritual or a meditation. Imagine each shuffle that you do as a step closer to unlocking the secrets and the wisdom inside of yourself and the cards. The more you attune yourself to the energy of your inquiry, the more the tarot becomes a very responsible tool that's prepared to ignite your imagination and reveal those insights that are deep inside of you. There's no right or wrong way to shuffle the cards. It can actually feel a bit awkward to shuffle so many cards at the same time because tarot decks have so much more cards than your traditional set of playing cards. But the way you shuffle them is totally up to you. There are an infinite number of ways to do it. Some of the most common are the casino shuffle, hand over hand, or the messy pile. So you could use any of those. I typically use hand over hand because I find that the casino shuffle tends to bend my cards, which I personally don't care for. And the messy pile just requires a lot of space and it takes a long time to put them back in order. And that is when my mind will definitely start to wander a little bit. But explore different ways to do it. Maybe you'll even find a super fun, flashy, stylized way to shuffle your cards. Whatever works for you, as long as you're able to stay with your intention and treat it as a kind of moving meditation. Shuffle with intent, keep the inquiry or question at the front of your mind, make it a moment of focus and connection as the cards move through your fingers. Those are the most important things. You're not just mixing cards and symbols and energies. You're inviting the wisdom of the tarot to speak directly to your subconscious. It's a very simple but powerful practice that transforms the act of shuffling into a meditation that invites a conversation between you and the cards. It sparks your intuition and your self-discovery. Okay, friends, That's all I have for you for this mini episode. I'll be sharing more tips for reading the tarot for yourself in future mini episodes as well. If you have any suggestions for different ways to shuffle the cards, please leave a comment under the Instagram for this episode. You can find my Instagram at the Spirit Keepers Archive, and don't forget to tag the Spirit Keepers Archive to show off your own shuffling methods as well. I love to repost those. Thank you for being here, and may your tarot consultations be filled with clarity and positive energy. I hope you found value in this today. If it resonated with you, consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. A little good karma goes a long way. Stay curious.